Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Good morning, Governor Lamont.
Chaz, good morning to you.
Morning.
Do you feel a little bit lighter that we could possibly see the bottom of all this?
You know, I think that we survived the worst, which was the surge in April. We thought our hospitals, there could have been overflow capacity like you saw in Queens and Italy. And I feel good that the hospitals managed that very well, working together as one. I worry a little bit that we got cabin fever. People are taking their eyes off the ball, and I just want to avoid a resurgence.
Right. Yep. So the streak has been broken. The hospitalizations went up. Do we start at day one now? Where are we?
No, we're going to – you do this on at least a, you know, three-day moving average. You can't make big judgments based on one day. You know, we're finding on testing and infections and even hospitalizations, there are a lot of variables in there. But, you know, if this went on for 3 or 4 days in a row, that'd be very concerning.
School's not reopening. You made the announcement yesterday. And I think when we talked to you like a month ago, I feel like everybody knew that they weren't going to reopen. Was there a reason to wait, or did you know something we didn't? Did you think that it was possible that they could reopen?
I hoped. You know, I thought if things got a lot better, or got better in certain regions of the state, you know, maybe, just maybe, we could get some of the folks back for a couple of weeks and send some sense of completion. But, you know, instead we saw Eastern Connecticut, which is obviously closer to Boston, the rates were going up, not down. And I had to give people enough time to plan. So that's what we did yesterday.
You think we'll be back in the fall?
I do. I know we're going to be back in the fall. We're going to know a lot more. You know, the world changes every 10 days, doesn't it? It's dramatic how much things can change.
It's bananas.
But I think by June and July, we'll have a very good idea, a better idea anyway, of what September looks like. And we're, you know, yesterday with, you know, Beth Bye, we talked about the summer camps, getting them going sooner, at least they're outdoors, getting a more of an educational component to them. And then the summer school starting up a little bit thereafter.
What about an early start to the school year? Is that possible?
It is. I think it makes sense. I know that Pennsylvania is talking about an early start to the school year, say mid-August even, and in exchange, maybe not being open late November when it's the height of the flu season. That takes a lot of negotiation, so we're just starting that discussion.
When does this school year end? Is it is that based on the district's decision?
I think for almost all of our schools, it was whatever that is, June 29th, June 30th.
Gotcha. And then the daycares. We had a number of tribe members ask about if daycares can open. What's the difference between them and schools?
Well, first of all, we never closed our daycare, but but I'd say 75% of them did close. There was a lack of demand and a little anxiety about what was going on there. But the 25% stayed open, and a lot more of the home daycare stayed open, which is really key because we had a lot of first responders who wouldn't have been able to go to work if they couldn't find a safe place for their kids. What's the difference between that and a fifth grade classroom? I think we can really segregate out daycare, have smaller classes. That was, you know, no more than, I think it was 10. We had a little more control, especially for the youngest, in terms of how we could keep them somewhat apart. You know, social distancing with a fourth grade class ain't easy.
No.
Yeah, you know, and then you got to think about school bus, hallways, cafeterias, not easy.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
All across the country, kids are starting to sue universities for their tuition because online just sucks compared to being there. Should kids get reimbursed for college tuitions?
Well, I do know that they got reimbursed for room and board, which is you know, a big piece of what was going on, like over half, I think. So that's obviously fair, even though the colleges, you know, still had, you know, janitors and personnel and some cafeteria, some overhead there. Tuition, I think the colleges are saying, look, due to this pandemic, we're continuing learning in a very different way. And and they still got to pay professors and all the other work that's still going on. So I think they'd like to keep the tuition portion going.
So UConn, no refunds.
UConn, I think, is tuition only.
Okay.
Gotcha.
High school. There were parents on a Facebook page that put together a plan for graduation. Did you get a chance to look at it, and what do you think?
I thought it was the good news is I thought it was very responsible. I mean, you know, that said, I think doing something in June is risky. And we don't want to have big gatherings, even if you're in a football field sitting on a stool, you know, 8 feet apart from your peer. I just think June, I think you're pressing the envelope there. And we recommend, you know, Zoom graduations. You know, but let's take a look at July, or let's take a look at August. Like, I understand senior year high school graduation, that's a big deal. If there's a way we can do that safely outside, at least for some of our smaller schools, let's take a look.
Man, if it's in August, we got to keep a limit on these speeches.
Yep. Folks will fry out there.
They're long enough.
Yeah, because like 5 minutes done, you're out of there. Yep.
AJ?
Oh, man, I'm just getting started.
Yeah. No, not your speech.
Yeah, no.
You know, those speeches from the class members who think they know everything.
Yeah, shut up, sit down, yeah.
Yeah, let's keep it short. It's August.
We heard you all season. Shut up.
AJ had a plan, Governor, and, you know, normally we wouldn't even
I'm not
look
the
at
go-to
it,
person
it wasn't
here.
Bad.
Yeah. The way it works is that you have like a, kind of like a drive-through graduation. The same way they're doing things like your drive-through testing, there's drive-through, you know, things that are going around, masks and everything else. What happens is each student has their car as a number, and they sit with their family in their car in line, like, you know, Applebaum's number one, whatever.
Your alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order, and each car goes to the principal stands by where the podium is, mentions the person's name on, you know, on over the loudspeaker. Someone hands the diploma through the window.
You put the window down, they throw it in the window.
They hand it to the window, and you keep on going. And you'll clear, with the average, like, 200 people or something like that, you'll clear them like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right, so the short version is a drive-through graduation.
Drive-through graduation.
All family members are in a car.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, look, you got to be creative. Maybe we can use a McDonald's drive-through window and make it easier.
Well, no, I meant the principal standing outside. I have a bag of fries over here.
I like the governor took your idea, added right to it,
exactly,
and added the food element to it.
They're not getting a fries with it.
Diploma and fries. Perfect.
Organized sports canceled. We saw that one coming, right, with schools not opening?
Yeah, well, spring sports ain't happening along with the schools. Look, sports camps in the summer, you're outside. Look, the biggest – there's some big differentiators. One, indoors versus outdoors. That's why we got dining. That's why we're thinking about that. You're 90% more likely to get infected indoors and outdoors. So, yeah, for sports camps, outdoors – we're going to find a way to get that done.
May 20th is phase one of businesses reopening. There was a list of criteria like 14-day decline of hospitalizations, increasing testing. How are we doing on that list? Are we still a go for May 20th?
We are still a go for May 20th. As hospitalizations yesterday told you, don't take anything for granted. We are ramping up our testing, and that's really good. Masks were really important, and we've got a lot of surgical masks coming in now. Big order coming in last week, big order coming in later this week. So, you know, well, employers are responsible for providing masks for their own employees. I'm not going to have no mask as an excuse. I can't get it. We're going to make sure we have a backup for everybody. These are smaller businesses.
Where can the businesses go to find out what the guidelines are for them opening and operating?
Well, we are going to roll out the guidelines by industry on Friday. And what we've got is David Lehman from Economic Development, his team. They're working with a restaurant association as regards how we can do restaurants outdoors and later indoors. Working with retail the same way. You know, the best ideas are going to come from these folks. I mean, they want to keep their place as safe as anybody. They're not looking to cut any corners, and they have the best ideas. And then we'll put those into a set of guidelines.
I'm going to name some businesses and activities, and you can tell me what phase you think they'll be in, phase one, two, three, or four. Concerts.
Indoor concerts 4, outdoor concerts 3.
Casinos.
I think 3.
Yard goats, those type of sporting events. Probably in with concerts,
an outdoor sporting event like that, if you're keeping 6 feet apart, 2 or 3.
Okay. Amusement parks?
Municipal parks?
No, like amusement parks.
Oh, amusement parks.
Yeah.
I guess, again, we're for outdoor, Mystic Aquariums and such. We're saying you can open those on May 20th for the outdoor portion.
So like compounds?
I worry about amusement parks because it's a little tougher to keep people 6 feet apart there.
Yeah. Right. So they would be, what phase do you think, if you were to guess?
Three.
Okay. Beaches?
1.
All right. So they're May 20th.
Wow.
Well, remember, we never closed our beaches. Municipalities closed some of their beaches. We're going to be strict about out-of-staters going to the beaches. We're strict about how many cars can park. Katy Dykes had to close down, I think, 2/3 of the beaches after 2 in the afternoon just because they reached their limit. And we got to have people to police that just to make sure everybody's not ganging up on each other there. But I think that's 1.
Gyms?
I'd say 2.
2. Oh.
DMV?
You can do so much at DMV remotely. We've extended period of time you need to get your license renewed and stuff. So I think that's going to be 2 as well.
Driving schools?
Driving schools?
Yep.
I think that's probably a 2 because you'll have to have a mask because you're sitting next to your driving teacher. You have to be careful on that.
Elective surgery. Are we starting that now? Is that phase 1, 2, 3?
Yeah. Remember, that was we never said no, but we did tell hospitals don't do elective surgery if it's going to squeeze your, masks and gowns. And they were really responsible. They cut back almost all, except for the most urgent elective surgeries out there. Now I think they're going to slowly be ramping up. It's at their pace, so I'm seeing that ready to go.
And is that the same with dental offices, or are they part of the phase plan?
I can't figure out dental offices. You're in really close contact. One person is not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So I got to hear from the dental folks about how you can do that safely.
That sounds like your gut reaction is a 4.
A 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
I'll do 5.
Tattoo parlors?
3 or 4.
Weddings and parties?
Yeah, well, again, to me, that's indoor-outdoor. And I think outdoor, a smaller group in June and a bigger group in August, I can see. I think the indoor wedding ceremonies and the such, you're going to have to be very careful. I think some churches are thinking about putting up tents just to make sure, given weather, they've got a little more flexibility there.
So that's going to be based on indoor-outdoor. So let's just say outdoor. What phase would that be?
I think outdoor 3.
And then indoor 4?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then what?
You know, if it's 10 people, that's one thing. If it's 100 people, it's something else.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
You got the idea.
Are there dates for the phases? So we know May 20th is phase 1. Is there a date for phase 2?
No, we've said probably we would recalibrate 3 or 4 weeks later based upon another 14 days of declining infections, declining hospitalizations, making sure that we've got broader testing. You know, I'd like to think that by June we have ramped up our testing. We're doing, well over 100,000 a week. We're not just doing symptomatic, but also asymptomatic. And that gives you a lot more confidence going forward.
Unemployment. We had the most questions about that on our Facebook page. I know they're making progress, but there are people who still haven't heard back or have an H near their name, which means hold. They can't get anyone to answer a question. What would your response be to them?
My response is it's been horrific, and it's been horrific against 49 other states plus the feds. You know, we caught up a lot faster than most, despite this antique, creaky old technology we had in there. Kurt Westby quintupled the number of people. So we've taken care of all the traditional unemployment claims, and they got their $600 true-up from the federal government, which goes for 2 months. Obviously, we've had a lot more trouble with the independent contractors, the self-employed, a brand-new program. I think a couple of false starts, I'm afraid, there. We're getting those payments out now, though.
Kathy from Milford. Oh, let me, before we move on from unemployment, is there, we heard from the commissioner that they're hiring 60 more people in waves of 20 to answer questions. Is there a service or something we can hire to help these people at least get answers?
I think he, Kurt has gone to all other departments at DOL and moving people over there. He's gone to retired DOL people to move them over there. 211 still has a route to some of the not-for-profits that can answer more generic questions. I feel like he's doing what he can do, and we're catching up big time.
Nursing homes, they need more testing. Will there be more tests available?
Yes. We are out there right now, actually working with a guard, working with a mobile labs. Obviously testing, first of all, the first frontline workers there on a more regular basis to make sure they are safe and stay safe. And looking, you know, also at some of the more afflicted homes in terms of testing. That was, it's just so tragic. I mean, we did the testing there very early, but back in those days, it took you 5 days to get your test results back. And 5 days later, you got another 30 people who are infected. Obviously, we can do almost same-day testing and results now, and that makes an enormous difference.
So you say yes to more tests at nursing homes?
Yes.
Good.
And soon?
We've already started.
Oh, good.
Okay.
See?
All right, very good. All right, Governor, any announcements coming today?
Yeah, we're doing the universities today. Rick Levin, the former head of Yale, and Marco Jakin coming in. And, you know, colleges are one of our most amazing assets. We cannot let that slip. And yet you got residence life, people living on top of each other, college freshmen on a Saturday night, not an ideal group for social distancing. What are going to be the testing protocols going to college? How fast you ramp up residence halls? That's what we're going to be talking about today at the 4 o'clock briefing.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you spending so much time with us and answering questions. Thank you, Governor.
All right, Chaz, AJ. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.